Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in thy mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. I want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners and new listeners to the service today. Amen. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. We just thank God for you. Amen. Let's have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Ryle at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Apostle Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a monthly partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And if you would like to become a monthly partner, contact Apostle Yvonne Ryle at the information that I gave you earlier. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, we have Moment in the Spirit hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. For an offering of $25 or more, you can receive the Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is always a blessed word and a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get the Moment in the Spirit. And if you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, whether by text or email, you can contact Apostle Yvonne Ryle at the information that I gave you earlier. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Vaughn Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected. Amen. If you need a leader, if you need mentorship, you can contact Apostle and Pastor at the information that I gave you earlier. Amen. And they will lead you in the direction you need to go. Amen. So you want to get connected. Amen. Hallelujah. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Wild Radio, with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Eskews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from Faith Come by Hearing Ministries. Amen. Every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, but we're sharing the gospel all around the world. Get connected and stay connected. Amen. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on our website at voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. And that's all of our announcements. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you, Father God, for your everlasting love. We give you praise and honor and glory, and we magnify thy holy name. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for touching us and waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Father. We thank you, Father, for watching over us while we slept and slumbered last night, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come praying, Father God, for healing in the land, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will heal the minds and the souls of your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray that you will make a way out of no way for them, Father, where it seems like it's no way. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for your supernatural power, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you are God and there is no other God like you. Oh, God, we just give you praise and we just give you honor and we magnify your name, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. Oh, my God, we just thank you for the blood. We just thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for many. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Father God. He didn't have to do it, but he did, and we said thank you, Lord. We give you praise, oh, God, for your mercies, oh, God, anew every day. We just give you praise for it, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you for watching over us as we travel to and fro, oh, God. We just said thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. We just said thank you, Lord, oh, because you're so good, oh, God. Father God, we pray for those who are sick. Oh, Father, we pray for healing in the body. We pray for strength, oh, God. We pray that you will just touch them where they are, oh, God, and heal that pain, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove that pain, oh, Father. Heal their minds, oh, Father. Strengthen them where they're weak, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for the healing even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, oh, God, for saving a soul right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. God, I thank you right now for the soul that you're going to save, Father. Oh, my God, we just give you praise for this soul even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Awesome right now, God, and let them know that you're real, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come unto the Father. My God, he said, come. Oh, my God, come, and he will heal your land. He will save your soul. Oh, my God, he's calling you. Glory be to God. My God, we just give you praise for the soul, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come praying for those who are behind prison bars and orphanage, oh, Father. And we pray, Father God, that you will comfort, that you will make way out of no way, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that you will just touch them right now, God. Touch them right now and make them whole right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We know that you're able to do it, oh, God. We know that you're a miracle-working God. We know that you have all power in your hand. We know that you are still in control, and we just said thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just give this message back unto you, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it bring glory unto your name, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray amen and amen. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to run on. I'm going to see what the end is going to be. Glory be to God. I'm going to run on. Hallelujah. I might get knocked down, but I'm going to get back up. Glory be to God. I'm going to keep on running for Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I got to run by myself, I'm going to keep on running for Jesus. I got to see what the end is going to be. Glory be to God. My God, praise the name of the Lord. For his mercies endures forevermore. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Praise the blessed name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The message will come from Genesis again today. Amen. We're right there. Glory be to God. My God. Genesis, the 21st chapter and verse number 14. I'm going to read the scriptures and we're going to give a summary of what we talked about last week, amen, and we're going to bring it on home. Glory be to God. My God, in the name of Jesus, for his glory, glory be to God. Then the word of God will come from Genesis 21, 14, starting at 14, and the word of God reads, and Abraham rose early in the morning and took the bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder. And the child, and sent her away, and she departed. and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child on the one of the scrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of my child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angels of God called to Haggai out of heaven and said unto her, what thou, Haggai? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. God will hear you just where you are. Glory be to God. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with the water and gave the lad drink. And God was in the lad, but with the lad, and he grew and dwelled in the wilderness and became an archer. Amen. We're going to end, stop reading right there. But in your own devotional time, we want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. And the chapters before, and also chapter 16 would be a really good chapter too, because it talks a lot about Hagar. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about Hagar and Ishmael. The message title, glory be to God, hallelujah, is there's still hope when it looks like all hope gone. There's still hope when it looks like all hope is gone. Last week, as we talked about Ishmael and Haggai, glory be to God, and we talked about their journey in the wilderness. We talked how Haggai had got to the point of give up. Glory be to God, because there was no water left, and because of all the things that happened that caused her to be cast out from among the people that were supposed to love her and her son. I don't know about you, but many of us, and I can say for myself, glory be to God, let me talk about myself, hallelujah, have been cast out. Glory be to God. I can imagine Haggai being in the wilderness among the snakes and the scorpions and being in a dry land, glory be to God, and being among the briars and the thorns with a child. I mean, really, you know, the word of God says that Abraham gave her the bread and the water. Who casts out a child and a mother out into the wilderness, not knowing where they are or whether they were going to survive or whether they were going to live? Glory be to God. And Haggai was not there, glory be to God, because of something that she had done. She was following orders of Sarah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Abraham was sent unto Haggai, glory be to God, by his wife, Sarah. Glory be to God. She had given the permission for Abraham to go and lay with Haggai and produces a son. We don't know how many times that Abraham might have went in the tent, glory be to God, but we know that he more likely went in the tent more than one time, glory be to God, and he was a man, and he wasn't going to say no, glory be to God, but a child was produced. Ah, hallelujah, my God, because they did not wait on God, hallelujah, and the Bible goes on to tell us, glory be to God, hallelujah, my God, that when the child was of age and when he began to, you know, mark, and Isaac was born and he began to mark it, that's when the trouble started. Glory be to God. Sarah forgot that she had told her husband, glory be to God, to go lay with another woman. Glory be to God. We have to be careful when we open doors. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But she had opened that door. Glory be to God. But it was the same mouth, glory be to God, that told her husband to go lay with the woman was the same mouth, glory be to God, that put Haggai and Ishmael out among some of the people. The same mouth, glory be to God. The same mouth, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. We see that even today, my glory to God. We see it today where women are casting out women. Glory be to God. We can't support another woman's ministry. Glory be to God. We get that jealously. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. This old song, glory be to God. Talk about a clean-up woman. We have to be careful. There are plenty of clean-up women out there. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, because see, Sarah was trying to clean up something, and it wasn't their time. Hallelujah. God was going to give her a child, but she didn't wait. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She didn't wait. So she allowed Hagar to be the clean-up woman. Glory be to God. I know y'all remember that song. I know somebody remember. It says a clean-up woman is a woman, too, and all that love that you don't do. Glory be to God. I'm paraphrasing. That woman will get it. Hallelujah. She'll pick it up. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. The clean-up woman, hallelujah. That's what she was using her for as an example of how, hallelujah, we can open doors that should not be opened if we would just wait on God, hallelujah. And Hagar, really at no fault her own, was cast out from among people that she loved. Have you ever been cast out from among people that you love? In ministries, in marriages, on jobs? Have you been cast out among your children? Have you been cast out in your marriage where your husband don't act like you even exist? Glory be. Have you been cast out? I can imagine how Hagar kind of felt. Glory be to God. Here she was, a woman with a child. They cast her out from among people into the wilderness. But God was with her. Glory be to God. No fault of her own. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, glory be to God. How is it that today we have the same thing going on even today? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Men are making babies in the church. Pastors, preachers, evangelists, deacons, and all others that fit in there are making babies in the church. Nobody sits them down. Nobody corrects them. And they go on doing ministry when they need to get delivered. You need to sit down and get some training, as the elder would say, glory be to God. Sit down, glory be to God, and get delivered. Hallelujah, my God. They're operating in the church as though nothing has happened. But the woman is cast out of the church. The same man made the baby with the woman. Glory be to God. My God, my God. It's still going on where they're casting out, even though Abraham didn't want to cast her out, glory be to God. But he was doing what his wife said. He was doing what his wife said. He's still doing it today. Glory be to God. Somebody help me now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But how is it that the woman can be put out of the church? Hallelujah. And made the baby with the pastor, with the preacher, with the prophet. How is it that she's looked upon and frowned upon and made ashamed and carried? Glory be to God. I was raised by older women, women of wisdom, women that love the Lord. And I can remember them always saying that, and this is a good example of it. A man can be a drunk. He can be across that street. And he can be a drunk and be drunk as a skunk. He can be drunk, but somebody can take that drunk man and clean him up, and he'll be somebody. And you can wash him up and clean up. He won't have no one. But let a woman do the same thing. That man, it should be a drunk. They can call all other kind of names. That name follow her. People will always see you for that name. Glory be to God. It, you know, they'll always see you for that. But a man, it's like it's a double standard there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Ah, my God. It's okay for the man, but it's not okay for the woman. I'm not down in men. I love you with the love of God. But the truth is the truth, and the truth must be told. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, because a sin is a sin. Glory be to God. My God, my God. But how? But how do these things happen? When women today, my God, we cast out each other in ministry, relationships. We cast out one another. We won't even support each other's ministry. How can that be? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the women, glory be to God, mess like Hagar of being cast out. God's going to turn that thing around. Glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. He's going to turn that around. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Women make up the church. Children make up the church. But yet women are cast out in church. You go, glory be to God. And I'm a witness on myself. I had to go do a prayer breakfast. I was not allowed to go in the pulpit. I had to be on the pulpit on the floor. God turning that thing around. Glory be to God. I had to preach on the floor. I was not allowed in the pulpit because I was a woman. Really? Glory be to God. Cast out even in the church. In the church. But we say that we love God. But we're casting out the women in the church. That ain't God. You need to go back and ask God for revelation. You know, when God gave me this message, I had to ask him. And I had to get on my knees and pray about it because nobody never preached about Hagar. And nobody never preached about Ishmael. Glory be to God. They never cast about, talk about, you read it. Most of the time people read it, and I'm guilty of it myself. I have read it, but I never understood it like God has given it unto me now. Here was a place where Hagar was, glory be, just being cast out from among the people in the wilderness, in a dry place. Nobody know whether they made it or not. You know, nobody know whether they survived or not. You're talking about a desert. You're talking about a dry place. But glory be to God that we have a God that sees all things and knows all things. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, will make a way out of no way. When that look like it's no hope, and it seemed like it's no hope, and it seemed like all hope is gone, God will make a way. Glory be to God. Just like he did for Hagar. Hallelujah. There are many Hagars out there in the world today. Hallelujah. You may not have an Ishmael. You may not have a son, but you got a daughter. And you feel the same way. Glory be to God. And Hagar, you was cast out. Glory be to God, my God. But don't give up on God. Hallelujah. God will make a way for you. He will take care of you. He will feed your children. Glory be to God. He'll keep a roof over your head. He'll keep clothes on your back. But you got to keep the faith and keep on going in the name of the Lord. My God, my God. Hagar. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You know, I can imagine Hagar in the wilderness. Hallelujah. I can pretty much see her, hallelujah, being a woman with a child. And we look at Ishmael's age, and in the word of God, he was born when Abraham was 86 years old, and Isaac was born when he was 100, so he had to be about 14 years old. Can you imagine a woman trying to carry a child in the dry desert and heat, that's dying of thirst, trying to carry him? You're talking about 14 years old. And when you're talking about, I don't know if you ever had to lift anybody and they can't help themselves. She was trying to carry a child, probably almost dragging him because he was so heavy. He was probably about 14. And she laid him down. When she laid him down, she always giving up hope. She didn't want to see her son die. And she went off afar, and she wept. Glory be to God. All Hagar could see was death before her. There she was. She couldn't see nothing but death. Glory be to God. Death. There seemed like it was no hope. It seemed like all hope was gone. And she laid her son there under the tree. He got something. He done put a tree there. He done gave her enough strength to get to the place of hope. Glory be to God. Where the water would be that she would need to give to her son to drink that he might live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. God gave her strength, and God will give you strength no matter how bad it looks. Glory be to God. Depend on God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, my God, I want to speak to the Haggars right now. Glory be to God. You shall live and you shall not die. Your children shall live and they shall not die. I speak life over you even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will survive. Wherever you are right now, you will survive. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. God loves you. Hallelujah. And he knows what you are going through. You will survive. Glory be to God. God has heard your cry. And he has seen your tears. He knows what you've been through. Glory be to God. My God, my God. It seems like everything is drying up around you. Glory be to God. The God is a God of life. Glory be to God. I speak life over you. I speak life. I speak life over you. In the name of Jesus, you shall live and you shall not die. Glory be to God. I don't care who cast you out. I don't care why they cast you out. God is about to turn it around. Ah, hallelujah. Just as Haggai had given up all hope because it looked like all hope was gone. But God tells us in his word, if we would just believe and trust and have faith in him, no matter what it looks like, he able to turn it around. Ah, hallelujah. We got to look at the unseen thing because God is able to deliver you. He's able to heal you. He's able to supply everything that you need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know some of you have been cast out in your ministry. Glory be to God. But God is getting ready to turn it around. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, time out for that foolishness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, my God. God is moving by his glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. God is opening doors for you. I don't know who you are, but he's opening doors for you. Glory be to God. We're just giving praise for every open door. Glory be to God, my God, my God. You know, this is a powerful message of the Lord. I've never, ever seen it, and I haven't read it before. Hallelujah, but I tell you, when you really look at it, you see faith, you see hope, you see the love of God, you see God providing, you see God lifting up the spirit in the woman, you see God power operating, and when she gives him the water, glory be to God, you see the life, glory be to God, because he's all about life, and glory be to God, power of God, hallelujah, you can see how he can lead you, he led her there, he gave her strength. Remember that the child was not a baby, but this child had to be at least 14 years old. Just imagine trying to carry dead weight of a 14-year-old child in the wilderness. Glory to God. God is able to make a way out of no way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hold your head up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God loves you. The world may be not cast you out. And you may feel like a castaway. But I come with a message of the living God to tell you that God loves you with an everlasting love. He loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son that you might have life and you shall live in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God, we are running out of time, my God. Hallelujah. But know that God has not cast you out, nor has he forsaken you. Glory be to God. He is going to make a way for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah. My God, my God. If you haven't accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you will say this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with Christ. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Know that God loves you. Hallelujah. That there's always hope in Jesus. Amen. Just believe and keep the faith and keep trusting. Amen. Now I'm going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you, Father, before the presence of his glory with the seeing joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God. Have a blessed week. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries.